Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
This whole idea or the whole confusion around driver's license, extended licenses, it is actually, it's just become a mess, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a mess for a long time. You know, it hasn't become a mess. And the problem is that the computer systems, the IT infrastructure, just the whole process is broken. So there's been a mess for a long time. And what the minister announced on Friday was that there is an extension that has been granted for people whose licenses expired between the 26th of March 2020 and the 31st of August 2021. So up until the end of, I don't know what today is, I think it's the 30th, up until the end of tomorrow, if your license expired in that period, it is basically valid until the end of March next year. The problem, of course, is that there's a huge backlog. Mm-hmm. And the secondary problem is that come the 1st of September, if your license expires on that date, you only have until the end of September to renew it, which is just going to add to the backlog. So there are massive problems with the IT infrastructure and with the systems that are in place and with the capacity at driving license testing centers. The online booking system in Gauteng is a mess. And the government has acknowledged all of these things, adding to the mix the fact that there's corruption, and you can see that it's a perfect storm for people not to be serviced properly, and this is a huge concern. Now, the extension that's been announced is great, and we obviously welcome that because it does give people some breathing space. But at the end of the day, the most important thing that needs to happen is dealing with the root cause, and that is with the systems and the capacity and the corruption and the IT systems and the machines that don't work. That is actually where the priority needs to lie, not just granting an extension.
Why is it that we need to renew our license every 5 years? It's not as though we're going for driving tests. It's just procedural. Why can't they move that to 7 years or 10 years? And then, or, you know, but if once you get to the age, I don't know, of 75, then maybe you do have to, or whatever it would be. It's not, surely there is little advantage in this aside from revenue collection.
Yeah, I mean, just two things on that. First of all, your license never expires. It's the card that actually expires. So just to clarify that point.
Good.
So it's very important that in our view as the AA, that the license period is extended to, as you said, 7 or 10 years. And that in between, you know, maybe after 5 years or after 7 years or after 5 and 7 years, the only thing that is required is an eye test that needs to be done. And that can be done by an optometrist, a private optometrist. And one of the things the minister did mention is that they are looking to ensure that the system can accept eye tests from private optometrists that can load this, upload it directly to the eNATIS system, which is something we obviously are very much in favor of. So yes, I mean, Howard, I agree with you that we need to maybe look at extending that license period. But again, even if we were to extend that license period, it's going to amount to nothing if the systems that are backing it up aren't improved as well. And that's really where the focus needs to be.
One of our listeners, Karen M, asking, can you ask if the license department would ever ask banks to help, like Home Affairs, use them for passports and ID books?
Well, yes. I mean, and that's a very good point. One of the things that has been mooted, and the minister said that this would come into effect on the 1st of October this year, was that online payments would be accepted via certain bank portals. And that, again, is a move in the right direction. I think what would worry us is the fact that it's taken so long to get to this point. We needed the solution, you know, a long time ago. Be that as it may, if that system is in place where people can make online payments, and if there's a system in place to allow optometrists to directly upload eye tests to the eNATIS system, that in our view would already deal with a lot of the problems that are currently being faced. Again, the IT system, the native system, is slow, and sometimes, many times, it's offline. So that needs to be improved, and that's an IT issue. There are too few people that work at the driving license testing centers. That's a capacity issue. So yes, I mean, Karen, totally agree with you, and hopefully the system that allows for online payments via bank portals does come into play sooner rather than later. And I think that will ease a lot of the pressure that we're currently seeing. In addition, I think one of the things that we would like to see is private sector involvement in terms of delivery of cards. So people like the AA, who have agents across the country, could be used to make, you know, for collections for people who've submitted their eye tests, who've made the payments, and they could simply collect their cards at private institutions. That has not been mooted yet, but certainly that's something that the AA is pushing for.
In fact, a while back, and I don't know if the AA still does that, before you went overseas, you'd get your international driver's license issued by the AA. Surely the AA themselves could actually become almost an outsourced division or an outsourced resource for the department.
Yeah, I mean, we still obviously do issue international driving permits, but we issue those permits based on the driving license card that you present.
Yes, of course.
To make the AA an agent to issue driving license cards would mean that we have access to the eNATIS system. And there are various legal issues around that, and you know, I'm not going to go into detail on that, but that is not something at the moment that I think government is very open to.
Mm. Can you just going back to the 5-year limit on a driver's license card, why is that the case? Is this common in other parts of the world?
Yeah, I mean, in other parts of the world, you've actually got to do a lot more to get a renewed driving license. You know, in some places of the world, you've actually got to sit for not only an eye test, but you may have to redo a version of a learner's license again to make sure that you are up to date with any changes that have been brought to road traffic laws and signs and postings. So, you know, it's not uncommon in many places in the world that you have to renew. I think the difficulty that we have in South Africa is that the 5 years is not matched by a system that can deal with the volumes of people that need to renew every year. We have 13.5 million licensed drivers in South Africa, and every 5 years, a portion of those people needs to renew their license. So we're looking at just over around 2.5 million people every year that need to renew nationwide. If there was a system that was geared, that was seamless and effective, and people didn't have to queue for hours and there weren't problems in getting bookings, I don't think these types of questions would arise. I think people would be very happy, and our experience is that people are very happy to be legal. They want to be legal. If the system was geared to ensuring that it was a seamless process, I don't think people would complain about that. The issue is that at the moment, these questions are being raised because of the problems of the systems.
That's unfortunately where we leave it.